The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired, and it will be available in podcast after the broadcast. Hello, this is Kirk Benrood for the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading movie and theater previews. This is information gleaned from several websites to bring you up-to-date information concerning movies, plays, and various other events that are being offered in our area with audio description. And I'm going to start with an important phone number, so hang on to your hats. Arts Access now has an audio version of their schedule of audio-described events available on their telephone system. Simply call their number and follow the menu prompts. Here comes the number. The number is 919-833-9919. That's 919-833-9919. Now, the first three options are for leaving messages for staff members. However, the next three sets are going to tell you, the next four numbers are going to tell you about schedules of audio-described performances. Option 4 gives you the schedule of Raleigh and Cary. Option 5, Durham and Chapel Hill. Option 6, Greensboro and Winston-Salem. Option 7 is Fayetteville, Wilmington, and the Sand Hills area. Now, if you remember those numbers, 4, 5, 6, 7, you won't have to wait for the entire message. You can just punch the number you want. But once again, their telephone number is 919-833-9919. So let's move from the play section here on down to the movie section. The following movie theaters show movies with audio description. In Raleigh, we have the North Hills Stadium 14 at 4150 Main at North Hills Street. And we also have the Briar Creek Stadium 14 at 8611 Briar Creek Parkway. Moving over to Chapel Hill, we've got the Timberline 6 at 120 Banks Drive. In Cary, the Crossroads Stadium 20 at 501 Cataboo Avenue. In Apex, the Beaver Creek Stadium 12 at 1441 Beaver Creek Commons Drive. And in Garner, the White Oak Stadium 14 at 1205 Timber Drive East. Now, showtimes for their movies are available and really only available online. I've tried calling some phone numbers and it just doesn't work. But the website is www.regmovies.com. That's R-E-G as in Regal. So once again, it's www.regmovies.com. If you know the theater you want to go to, you'll be prepared to answer that in their menu. If you know the movie that you're looking for, be prepared to enter that in the menu that they present you with. Now let's take a look and see which movies are currently available with audio description. Coming out just this week or last week, we've got Emma, rated PG, plays at the Crossroads in Cary, Briar Creek in Raleigh, White Oak in Garner, Beaver Creek in Apex. Greed, rated R, playing only at the Crossroads in Cary. Invisible Man, rated R, playing at all of those theaters. Onward, rated PG, playing at all of those theaters. Seberg, that's S-E-B-E-R-G, is rated R, playing only at the Crossroads in Cary. And The Way Back, rated R, plays at all of these theaters. Movies held over from previous weeks, we've got 1917, rated R, which plays at all of these theaters. Bad Boys for Life, also rated R, plays at the North Hills, Crossroads, Briar Creek, and White Oak. Brahms, The Boy 2, rated PG-13, playing at North Hills, Crossroads, White Oak, and Beaver Creek. Doolittle, rated PG, playing still at the Beaver Creek in Apex and the Timberline in Chapel Hill. Fantasy Island, rated PG-13, still playing at North Hills, and also Briar Creek, both of those in Raleigh. Jumanji, The Next Level, rated PG-13 at the White Oak in Garner. Just Mercy, rated PG-13 at the North Hills in Raleigh. Knives Out, rated PG-13 at Beaver Creek in Apex. Little Women, rated PG at the Crossroads in Cary. Sonic the Hedgehog, rated PG, playing at all of those theaters. The Call of the Wild, rated PG-13, playing everywhere except the Timberline. And The Lodge, rated R, playing just at the Crossroads in Cary. So those are the movies that are floating around out there. And once again, showtimes for the movies are available at the Regal Theaters website, which is www.regmovies.com. That's www.regmovies.com. Okay, let me switch gears here and start talking about plays again, because I'm going to give you a little more information than what the Arts Access phone bank will give you. Raleigh and Cary has Memphis by North Carolina Theater at Raleigh's Memorial Auditorium on Saturday, March 28th, 2 p.m. From the underground dance clubs of 1950s Memphis comes the Tony and Olivier award-winning musical that bursts off the stage with explosive dancing, irresistible songs, and a thrilling tale of fame and forbidden love. Inspired by actual events, Memphis follows the story of a white radio DJ who wants to change the world and a black club singer waiting for her big break. Come along on their incredible journey to the ends of the waves, filled with laughter, soaring emotion, and roof-raising rock and roll. Tickets start at $30, and you can contact them at 919-831-6941. That's 919-831-6941. Jungle Book at Raleigh Little Theater plays on Sunday, March 29th at 5 p.m., and Raleigh Little Theater does offer a second ticket at no charge for your driver, and you'll call them at 919-821-3111. That's 919-821-3111 for instructions on that. So we've got Mowgli grows up believing he's as fierce a wolf as any of the members of his pack. When he learns he is actually a human, he must discover how to reconcile these very different identities. In this action-packed adaptation of the classic adventure story, Mowgli must decide whether to remain with the pack or return to the human world from which he was born. This is based on the book by Rudyard Kipling. It's adapted by Monica Flory, and it's directed by Judy Dove. Tickets are $17. Remember, you can get a second ticket at no charge for your driver. And their number, 919-821-3111. That's 919-821-3111. Okay, Raisin in the Sun will be playing at Raleigh Little Theater a little later in the season. And that's be on Sunday, April 19th, 3 p.m. Shrek the Musical at Cary Players on Sunday, April 26th, 3 p.m. And 12 Angry Jurors. I'm going to give you some information about that because Justice Theater Project, that is playing this at the Fuquay Arts Center in Fuquay, will give you two free tickets, okay, if you simply call them, because they want to encourage people to use the audio-described service. Now, their number is 919-264-7089. That's 919-264-7089. It's based on the Emmy Award-winning television show by Reginald Rose, adapted for the stage by Sherman L. Surge. There were 11 votes for guilty, It's not so easy for me to raise my hand and send a boy off to die without talking about it first. A 19-year-old is on trial for murdering his father, an open and shut case. 11 jurors vote guilty. One wants to talk. Tempers flare, prejudices are revealed, and battle lines are drawn and redrawn in a heated and thrilling exploration of reasonable doubt, justice, and truth. Updating 12 angry men to a gender-neutral, multicultural cast only heightens the immediacy and relevance of this powerful drama. Other plays down the road is there's Edges at North Carolina Theater on Saturday, May 2nd. Sherlock Holmes, The Baker Street Irregulars by Applause, Cary Youth Theater, Sunday, May 17th. Urinetown at Raleigh Little Theater, Sunday, June 14th. Of Thee I Sing by Justice Theater Project at the Umstead United Church of Christ on Sunday, June 28th. And The Sound of Music by North Carolina Theater at Raleigh's Memorial Auditorium on Saturday, August 1st. Moving on over to the Durham and Chapel Hill area, for starters, in Durham is The Color Purple at the Durham Performing Arts Center on March 21st. And that is a Saturday. It's a 2 p.m. show. And The Color Purple was a 2016 Tony winner for Best Musical Revival. The Color Purple is the 2016 Tony Awards winner for Best Musical Revival, hailed as a direct hit to the heart by Hollywood Reporter. This joyous American classic has conquered Broadway in an all-new, as the New York Times says, ravishingly reconceived production that is a glory to behold. It is directed by Tony winner John Doyle, with a soul-raising score of jazz, gospel, ragtime, and blues. The Color Purple gives an exhilarating new spirit to this Pulitzer Prize-winning story. Don't miss this stunning reimagining of an epic story about a young woman's journey to love and to triumph in the American South. It's the musical sensation that New York Magazine calls one of the greatest revivals ever. Experience the exhilarating power of this Tony-winning triumph. Tickets start at $34.50, and you can make reservations by calling 919-680-2787. That's 919-680-2787. Pippin is being performed by Hoof and Horn in the Schaefer Theater at the Bryan Student Center at Duke University. This will be on Friday, April 10th. This April, join Hoof and Horn in the Schaefer Lab Theater. We've got magic to do. With an infectious score by Grammy, Oscar, and Tony Award winner Stephen Schwartz, and original choreography and direction by the legendary Bob Fosse, Pippin has dazzled audiences since its premiere in 1972. Heir to the Frankish throne, the story follows the young prince Pippin, accompanied by a troop of players in his continued search for fulfillment in the glories of war, politics, religion, and sex. Through its uniquely surreal and anachronistic lens, Pippin's poignant universal message speaks to the coming of age, the pursuit of the extraordinary, and the dangers of burning out. Back over to the DPAC, that is the Durham Performing Arts Center, on Saturday, April 11th, 8 p.m., a winner of 10 Tony Awards, including Best Musical, is Band's Visit. This critically acclaimed smash hit Broadway musical, Band's Visit, is the winner of 10 Tony Awards, including Best Musical, making it one of the most Tony-winning musicals in history. It is also a Grammy Awards winner for Best Musical Theater Album. In this joyous offbeat story set in a town that's way off the beaten path, a band of musicians arrive lost and out of the blue. under the spell of the desert sky and with beautiful music perfuming the air, the band brings the town to life in unexpected and tantalizing ways. Even the briefest visit can stay with you forever. With a Grammy and Tony Award-winning score that seduces your soul and sweeps you off your feet, and featuring thrillingly talented onstage musicians, the band's visit rejoices in the way music makes us laugh, makes us cry, and ultimately brings us together. This costs $31 and up, and their number is 919-680-2787. That's 919-680-2787. At Playmakers Repertory Company in Chapel Hill, we've got Native Gardens on Tuesday, April 14th at 7:30 p.m. It's written by Karen Zacharias. It's directed by Patrick Torres, who is the artistic director, incidentally, at Raleigh Little Theater. They tell us a comedy that is anything but neighborly. Good fences don't always make good neighbors, but they do make for great comedy. An upwardly mobile Latinx couple with a baby on the way couldn't be more excited about their new home or their friendly new neighbors. But when a polite disagreement over a property line turns into a backyard brawl, cultures collide and mudslinging ensues. Literally. South Pasadenan tells us that this play delivers laugh after uproarious laugh. The Around the Town, Chicago, tells us this is 90 minutes of hilarity. Bravo. And Behind the Curtain magazine says, a night at the theater that will keep you laughing all the way back home. The runtime is about 90 minutes on this. Other stuff happening in Durham and Chapel Hill over the upcoming weeks is going to be Escape to Margaritaville at the DPAC on Saturday, May 2nd. My Fair Lady, also at the DPAC on Saturday, May 23rd. Jesus Christ Superstar at the DPAC on Saturday, June 6th. Moving over to Greensboro and Winston-Salem area, we've got Pride and Prejudice at Triad Stage on Saturday, April 11th, 2 p.m. This is by Kate Hamill, based on the novel by Jane Austen. Shake off the mothballs. This isn't your grandmother's Jane Austen. In a world of ball gowns and palatial estates, Mrs. Bennet schemes to find suitable husbands for her daughters. But Elizabeth isn't so sure, at least not when it comes to the impossible Mr. Darcy. Dance into a world of mixed-up lovers in this irreverent adaptation of the classic romance. The artistic director tells us, I'm going to make a confession. I've never been a big Jane Austen fan. I like my British novels more Bronte style. But this Pride and Prejudice is brought to the stage by the incomparable Kate Hamill. She manages to not only remain faithful to the story of the novel, but to make an archaic, unpredictable, and brilliantly funny piece of theater out of the novel. Austen fan or not, you're going to fall in love with the Bennet family and the crazy things they'll do in the name of marriage. Tickets on this particular night are $15, and you can call 336-272-0160. That's 336-272-0160. And, of course, you can buy more expensive tickets if you wish. Later in the season, Triad Stage will be offering Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill, Saturday, May 23rd, 2 p.m. Going down to Fayetteville, at the Cape Fear Theater in Fayetteville, we've got The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime. On Thursday, April 16th at 7:30. It is 7 minutes after midnight, and Mrs. Shear's dog is dead in the front yard. Christopher, a brilliant and unique 15-year-old, sets out to investigate the crime. See the world through his eyes as he embarks on an extraordinary journey after his crime-solving uncovers his own family's secrets. Join us for the life-changing show that teaches us to celebrate our differences. This stars Robert Newman of TV's Guiding Light, and who also played Daddy Warbucks in Cape Fear Regional Theater's Annie. Who will love it? They say fans of the novel and creative storytelling, educators, and advocates. Those in the autism sensory disorder community. This play will tug at your heart and awaken your empathy. It's a co-production with Rhino Leap Productions. The play is by Simon Stevens. It's based on the novel by Mark Hatton, and this is directed by Catherine Burke. Tickets start at $20 and go on up from there. It is, the number to call is 910-323-4233. That's 910-323-4233. And later in the season, they'll have Jelly's Last Jam at Cape Fear Regional Theater on Thursday, May 21st. And a quick reminder, you can get bare bones information of what I've just shared with you by calling Arts Access and getting their audio version of their audio description schedule. And their number is 919-833-9919. That's 919-833-9919. And now it's time for a look at the movies that I've just started up this week. Remember, there's Emma, Greed, Invisible Man, Onward, Seberg, and The Way Back. So Emma is rated PG. The running time is 2 hours and 4 minutes. And this is more Jane Austen here. Jane Austen's beloved comedy about finding your equal and earning your happy ending is reimagined in this delicious new film adaptation of Emma. Handsome, clever, and rich, Emma Woodhouse is a restless queen bee without rivals in her sleepy little town. In this glittering satire of social class and the pain of growing up, Emma must adventure through misguided matches and romantic missteps to find the love that has been there all along. And this is a comedy. Next up here, we've got, hang on just a second, I lost my place. After Emma, we've got Greed. It's rated R for pervasive language and brief drug use. It runs 1 hour and 40 minutes. After a damaging public inquiry, a billionaire's image is tarnished. To save his reputation, he decides to bounce back with a highly publicized and extravagant party celebrating his 60th birthday on the Greek island of Mykonos. It's a comedy drama. Onward is rated PG. It runs 1 hour and 43 minutes. 2 sibling elves embark on a quest to discover if there is any magic left in the world. It's a comedy, animation, fantasy, adventure for the family. Seberg or Seberg, rated R for language, sexual content, nudity, and some drug use, runs 1 hour and 43 minutes. Seberg is inspired by true events about the French New Wave darling and Breathless star Jean Seberg, played by Kristen Stewart, who in the late 1960s was targeted by the FBI because of her support of the civil rights movement and romantic involvement with Hakeem Jamal, played by Anthony Mackie, among others. In Benedict Andrews' noirish thriller, Seberg's life and career are destroyed by Hoover's overreaching surveillance and harassment in an effort to suppress and discredit Seberg's activism. This is a history, biography, drama. The Invisible Man is rated R for some strong, bloody violence and language. It runs 2 hours and 4 minutes. After staging his own suicide, a crazed scientist uses his power to become invisible to stalk and terrorize his ex-girlfriend. When the police refuse to believe her story, she decides to take matters into her own hands and fight back. And this is a horror thriller. And The Way Back Home is rated R for language throughout, including some sexual references. It runs 1 hour and 48 minutes. Jack Cunningham, played by Ben Affleck, was a basketball phenomenon in high school, but forfeited his bright future. Years later, he gets the chance to take back his life when he is asked to coach the struggling basketball team of his alma mater. And this is a drama/sports movie. Now remember that if any of these movies appeal to you, to get showtimes, you will need to go to theregmovie.com. That's www.regmovie.com website. And just follow the prompts for searching for the movie that you're interested in. And now for the last couple of minutes here, I'm going to just read into a review by James Berardinelli of The Way Back. The Way Back conflates a sports movie with the tale of an alcoholic struggling to overcome his addiction. It plays out a little like a cross between Hoosiers and Manchester by the Sea. Although director Gavin O'Connor and his writer Brad Inglesby have a good handle on the mechanics of substance abuse and recovery, traditional basketball movie tropes are integrated with less success. There's a constant push-pull tug-of-war between the two aspects of the movie that becomes most evident toward the end. Despite narrative issues, the film is overall affecting and effective, with Ben Affleck's powerful performance being a driving force. I'll pause just a second here and tell you that Mr. Berardinelli gives this 3 out of a possible 4 stars. Affleck agreed to play the former standout high school player turned middle-age coach shortly before falling off the wagon and returning to rehab. He emerged in time to participate in filming with the immediacy of his real-life experience, adding layers to his performance. It wouldn't be much of a stretch to call this a career-best acting turn, eclipsing the likes of Argo and The Accountant, which he also made with O'Connor. The precision of Affleck's portrayal, both in terms of the moments of quiet despair and volcanic anger, gives life and vitality to Jack. The March Madness marketing campaign focuses heavily on the basketball element. Like Gene Hackman's Norman Dale in Hoosiers, Jack is seeking redemption through the molding of a roster of perennial losers into a playoff-caliber team. Both are haunted by their past sins and form bonds with a talented member of the squad. And that's about got us set for the time we're able to spend on this today. So I am Kurt Benrud with the North Carolina Reading Service. Hope you've enjoyed the show, and I hope maybe you've managed to glean some information that'll be of value to you. Have a good rest of the day.